USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Yemen's Houthi forces fired drones and missiles at Saudi Arabia's oil industry on Sunday. Saudi Arabia officials called it a failed assault on global energy security, and the energy ministry said there were no casualties or loss of property from the attacks. President Biden removed Houthi as a terrorist organization last month. The Houthis are known for attacks against civilians and the kidnapping of American citizens. One of the first things President Biden did for America was kill the Keystone XL oil pipeline permit. That destroyed thousands of Wisconsin union jobs, says Representative Mike Gallagher, Republican from Wisconsin. Now that oil has exceeded $70 a barrel this weekend, Representative Gallagher is asking Biden to reverse course because this is not the way to govern. Since a fourth and fifth sexual harassment accuser of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has come forward, 37 lawmakers from either the Assembly or State Senate want him to resign, and 10 others have called for his impeachment. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is taking on big tech political censorship. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The legislation would help prohibit social media companies from censoring the viewpoints expressed by Texans.
Conservative speech will not be canceled in the state of Texas. We need to recognize, in Texas, maybe in particular in Texas, we see that the First Amendment is under assault by these social media companies, and that is not going to be tolerated in Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott also said websites like Facebook and Twitter have evolved into a modern-day public square, but said those platforms have begun controlling the flow of information.
The U.S. Department of Justice says Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act of 1996 protects social media for the removal of content in certain circumstances. And that's where the problem comes in. What is a certain circumstance? This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
We are expecting new guidelines from the CDC this week regarding those that have been vaccinated for COVID-19. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, Iowa, Utah, Montana, and North Dakota have ended statewide face covering mandates or will soon. Arizona, Connecticut, and West Virginia are rescinding rules including capacity limits, but mask requirements will remain in place. Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS's Face the Nation says the restrictions won't be forever.
We just need to hang in there a bit longer. We will be pulling back on these mitigation methods. It's not going to be this way indefinitely, for sure.
He says expect new guidance on vaccines from the CDC this week.
People who are vaccinated and how a vaccinated person can interact with the other vaccinated person or with unvaccinated people, those guidelines are coming out from the CDC really imminently.
More than 90 million doses of the vaccine have been administered in the U.S. Just over 30 million people are fully vaccinated.
President Trump's Operation Warp Speed led the United States to 3 vaccines to fight COVID-19. Stephen Curry scored 28 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists in his 7th career NBA All-Star Game appearance as Team LeBron defeated Team Durant 171-50. Mr. Curry describes the game.
The last rack and having fun with that and getting the job done and then turn that into a win and some good shooting during the game. So a successful night all the way around.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.